Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me, as always, we have Emma Zorns. Emma is the Education Director at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Emma.
Hi, Michelle.
It's great to see you. And also today, we're going to say bye to Owen.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Wait. I got to make sure I get a microphone That's on there okay. for you. Owen, we're going to miss you.
I will miss you, too, but I will always be around.
Yes. Owen has been so great, has been producing, and has handed over the reins to Emma. So Emma's going to be the producer at Mercy.
Some big shoes to fill, I should
exactly.
say.
Exactly. But we are so excited for Emma to begin and thankful for all of the hard work that you put in, Owen. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it.
And let's go ahead and welcome our guest for this half hour, Megan Bergsman. Megan is the Director of Trade Marketing at Plus. Thanks so much for being with us today, Megan.
Hi, Lee. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to participate in the podcast and get to hang out and chat cannabis for over lunch. This is great.
This is going to be very, very fun. And Plus is one of my favorite brands. So, Emma, why don't you take it away?
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. And maybe we can start with telling us a bit about yourself, how you ended up in the cannabis industry, and what do you do for Plus?
Absolutely. Michelle mentioned, my name is Megan Bergsman. I'm the Trade Marketing Director at Plus Products. And I really lead the trade and field marketing efforts for the company, as well as leading a team of four trade managers. We really focus on marketing programs with our retail partners, so setting up promotions, in-store merchandising, swag, and different marketing campaigns and things along those lines. I've been using cannabis medicinally for about 15 years, and I joined the cannabis, the California cannabis industry about 2.5 years ago. I started off as a brand ambassador for Kikoko. You might be familiar with them. They're a woman-led cannabis-infused tea company. And then after my time with them, I did some sales for Henry's Original out of Mendocino, which was an amazing experience. It taught me so much about the rich history and culture of NorCal cannabis cultivation, and just really gave me an appreciation for cannabis farming and genetics and all the things that kind of go into growing cannabis. And then in the spring of 2019, I joined Plus as a field marketing manager. And since then, I have worked my way up the ranks, and last summer was promoted to lead the trade and field marketing team. I'm the daughter of two federal government attorneys. So
Wait a minute. What?
This is true. I am the daughter of two federal government attorneys. My dad's actually he's a judge on the trial, the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board. And so growing up, I never thought like working in cannabis was ever an option.
Yeah.
And so the reality has manifested for myself is just absolutely a dream come true. I get to work with the dopest people, like my colleagues, Ethan, Renee, who, help, are the reps for your account, and also get to work with amazing retail partners like Mercy Wellness, and mm-hmm. just really getting to connect with the community is just so rewarding. And, something that I'm also very passionate about is giving back and contributing to the cannabis nonprofit space and really helping, being active in the movement. So I regularly volunteer for organizations like the Cannabis Voter Project. I participated in normal state and federal lobby days to engage and educate elected officials about cannabis and how cannabis policies affect the business side of things, as well as access for patients. And then my fiance is also the founder of Veterans Cannabis Coalition. So I've been able to kind of work with him and you know, supporting his work around equal and safe access to cannabis medicine for the veteran community.
Thank you so much for doing all that. It really means so much to know that someone is so active in taking those efforts to make sure everything is well taken care of.
Yeah. And it's so incredible to see just in the past year or year and a half how quickly attitudes have changed about cannabis across the country to the point where it is, Kamala Harris, our vice president, our president talks about decriminalizing cannabis, and that these kinds of efforts that you and other organizations make to educate the public, to make it something that's easy for us to talk about and to actually get through all of the propaganda and come to the point of what this plant is really about as a medicine, as a useful product, we really have to have that first step so people can even have those conversations.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's great to be active in the business side of things. I absolutely love it, but I definitely, for me, it's important to also give back in a compassionate way. Mm-hmm. The industry started from a compassionate movement, and for me, just making sure that I'm still doing that work is really important. Obviously, as I've kind of demonstrated, cannabis is definitely a passion of mine, and so I'm just so grateful to be able to work in this new and exciting industry. It's incredibly rewarding.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Plus itself. What kinds of products does Plus offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit about Plus. We started in 2015, 2016. We actually launched out of a garage in Palo Alto. So very humble beginnings. And our founders really were on a mission to create consistent and reliable edibles, which pre-64 California legalization was a little tricky to come by. Mm-hmm. For Plus, we really focus on making delicious little gummies that are lower in dosage, typically around 2.5 to 5 milligrams THC. We also test our products 8 times internally to really allow us to create innovative products at different THC and CBD ratios, which are perfect for consumers who may be looking for, a safe and approachable edible experience. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of us in the industry and community have these edible, experiences that we might not be so fond of, and something where you might feel a little safer, a little bit of a more controlled dose. It's really kind of a product that we provide. Our tagline at Plus is "Find your just right," and we really believe in empowering individuals to be able to find the right dosage that works for them. So our portfolio does provide a wider range of different tailored experiences or products that provide different tailored experiences for a wide range of consumers. We know cannabis is not a one-size-fits-all kind of product or solution. And so creating a system that's versatile and dynamic, but also straightforward, so that it makes it easy for consumers to do just that, find their just right. So we have kind of 3 or 4 core lines at Plus. We have our original core line, which features the 3 different mood states: Uplift, Balance, and Unwind. Mm-hmm. We also have a line of CBD dominant gummies. We call them our Relief line. It features an 18-to-1, a 9-to-1, and a 1-to-1 CBD to THC ratios. And then what we'll be talking a little bit more about today is our sleep products, which feature CBN and sleep-specific terpenes to really help those in search of a good night's rest. And then most recently, at the end of 2020, we launched a line of strain-specific gummies that feature terpenes, full-spectrum oil, and really pay homage to some classic heritage strains such as Lemon Jack, Pineapple Express, and Granddaddy Purple.
Michelle and I are sitting here nodding happily about those flavors, as we love your product. We can speak to how great each option is, and it is National Sleep Week after all, so it is perfect time for us to discuss your sleep line. I believe you have 2 flavors, Cloudberry and Lychee, right?
Yes, that is correct. Okay, a little bit about our sleep line. So we know from research that one of the top reasons folks come into the dispensaries and are curious about using cannabis is to find help with sleep.
Yep.
Millions of Americans are struggling with sleep, especially as over the last year that we've had, it can be a challenge. And so our team scientifically formulated our sleep gummies with a precise blend of cannabinoids and terpenes to help consumers fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. So we do have two options. We have our sleep cloudberry gummies, which are more of a THC dominant option. The ratio for that, or the dosage for that, is going to be 5 milligrams THC, 1 milligram CBN, and 1 milligram CBD. These are going to be a great option for those consumers who may be more comfortable with THC or more experienced with edibles, and also maybe like open to or looking for a little bit of euphoria and a buzz as they rest off their sleep. What's also great about the cloudberry option is it's great for those that may have aches and pains that are keeping them up at night. The THC in the formulation is great for soothing the body of any like tension and discomfort.
Sure, and you do include CBN in these as well, correct?
Yes. Both options have CBN. The sleep cloudberry, it has the 5 milligrams THC, 1 milligram CBN, as well as 1 milligram CBD, as well as a blend of sleep-focused terpenes.
And how is CBN helpful for sleep specifically?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So CBN, or cannabinol, is a naturally occurring minor cannabinoid in the cannabis plant. It's actually a metabolite of THC, and it's created when THC is exposed to heat and light. And you'll often find it like prominent in aged cannabis. So research has shown that CBN works as a sedative and can help you individuals not only fall asleep, but stay asleep. So we definitely wanted to be sure to include that in our product for those that are specifically looking for products that can help with sleep or act as a sleep aid.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, because I do want to hear about the lychee gummies as well to help with sleep. We're talking with Megan Bergsman. She is Director of Trade Marketing at PLUS. Emma Zorns is the Education Director at Mercy Wellness. I'm Michelle Marquis. We'll be right back on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
I have a question for you. Do you want to feel better? 2020 has been a wrecking ball year, hasn't it? Still, people persevere, but it's harder. Some days more than others. Sleep is harder to come by. Anxiety spills over into everything. You realize you're just not having as much fun. Mercy Wellness, the top cannabis dispensary in the North Bay, wants to help you feel better. The Mercy Wellness staff is well-trained to help you select the right cannabis products for the effects you want. Cannabis sells itself, they say. It matters more who you buy it from. Mercy Wellness has earned that spot. Let Mercy help you feel better right now, safely and securely, in our beautiful store in Cotati, or we will deliver to your doorstep. See you soon.
Take a winter staycation at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay with low midweek winter escape rates. Less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa and sitting right on the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Inn at the Tides is open and certified safe. Every room has its own entrance and are clean according to Sonoma County's Safe Travel Promise. Masks and social distancing are cheerfully implemented and required. The health of their guests and staff are very important to the management of the Inn at the Tides. Enjoy outdoor dining overlooking the bay at the Tides Wharf Restaurant, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily from 8 to 8. The lowest rates of the year. Midweek rates starting at $149 a night plus tax. Enjoy the sparkling lights, complimentary bottle of wine upon arrival, heated indoor-outdoor pool, and complimentary boxed breakfast. Rooms recently remodeled with windows that open to fresh ocean air. Tell your smartphone to call the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay and ask for the Winter Escape Special. Council.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You, the cannabis talk show that's brought to you by Mercy Wellness. You can find them online at mercywellness.com. And on the line with us today, helping us learn more about different cannabinoids like CBN and how they can help us with sleep, is Megan Bergsman, Director of Trade Marketing at Plus. And Megan, when we left our conversation, we were talking about your sleep gummies. So tell us about the second version of the sleep gummy that Plus makes.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, I did want to add one little tidbit. When thinking about CBN, one thing that I was taught to help me remember its benefits is CBN. The N stands for nighttime. So as consumers or listeners are like, oh, how do I remember all this? CBN N stands for nighttime.
I like it. That's so great. I'm going to steal that, likely. Just, I'll copy. Don't copyright it yet. We'll share.
All these little tools. There's always new information coming out about cannabis and all the different cannabinoids and things like that. So any little tricks of the trade, I'm happy to pass along.
Sure.
Our CBN Relief Lychee Gummy, in contrast to the Sleep Cloudberry, it is going to be more of a CBD-dominant blend. So the dosage for those gummies are going to be 3 milligrams CBD, 2 milligrams CBN, and 1 milligram THC. So these are going to be great for individuals who may be like newer edible or cannabis consumers, or those that are maybe less experienced with edibles. Great for those that are seeking sleep but would prefer not to have a buzz or any intoxication before bedtime. Also could be a great option for those that find themselves with anxiety that's keeping them up at night. A higher dose of CBD helps kind of soothe the mind and calm any racing thoughts.
Yes, and with that too, we're now a bit more familiar with CBN, and a good question would be, how do all of these cannabinoids interact, and maybe discussing the entourage effect?
Absolutely. No, this is like the magic of cannabis. This is where it's at. So essentially, each compound and molecule, the cannabinoids and terpenes, have unique effects on the body. But when they work in combination and with one another, they essentially produce an effect that is greater than if they were taken individually or independently. So essentially, the entourage effect is this enhanced collective benefit of taking these cannabinoids and terpenes simultaneously. So, in other words, having a full spectrum of cannabinoids and terpenes present in your formulation can produce a more powerful therapeutic effect than if these were taken independently. Mm-hmm. What I know about the entourage effect is you don't require necessarily as much cannabinoids as you would if you were taking them independently. So, for instance, this is totally hypothetical, right? Like, someone would, you know, may take 100 milligram CBD isolate to, you know, for calm or relaxation, something like that. But alternatively, they could also take an 18 milligram CBD, 1 THC, far less dosage, and achieve the same effects because the entourage effect is at play, and they're working synergistically together.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that that the products that you make, the CBD heavy ones, those Relief line, is really a great line for people who are maybe a little bit nervous about THC and those effects, or who know their bodies and know that THC impacts them much stronger than what they're like in terms of effect. And so those CBD products that just have a little bit of THC can be the right way to go.
Do they empower each other in that sense,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And we talked, too, about full spectrum, which is a bit of a hot topic, maybe. Are Plus products full spectrum in that regard? Or what does full spectrum mean to you guys?
Yeah, so full spectrum would have the presence of, you know, many cannabinoids and terpenes and really be reflective of the profile we would see in the plant. At PLUS, we use both FSO and non-FSO inputs, but for our sleep products, this is really emulating more of a full-spectrum product. You have the THC, CBD, CBN present. You also have, we've added a sleep-specific terpene blend, which really also, again, helps to enhance and maximize the relaxing and calming effects.
Sure, and quick question for our users, too. You said FSO, which stands for full-spectrum oil, correct?
Yes, thank you. Sorry. Cannabis lingo. Yes, full-spectrum oil, correct.
Awesome. And you mentioned these specific sleep-inducing terpenes. Could you describe a bit more what they are and what their effects and flavors are like?
Absolutely. Okay, terps are all the rage right now, terpenes. Terpenes are the essential oil of the plant, and they really, they're responsible for a lot of the aroma and flavor, but they also produce specific kind of like biological results or effects in the body. In particular, for our sleep-specific terpene blend, we have three dominant terpenes at play: linalool, myrcene, and beta-caryophyllene. So linalool is very abundant in lavender, and it has a lot of sedative, stress, and pain-relieving properties. So it was like kind of a no-brainer to put that in the mix. We have myrcene as well. Myrcene is a terpene that's very popular in a lot of different cannabis strains and cultivars, but it's also very abundant in hops and mangoes. It also has pain relieving as well as like sedative and hypnotic effects that really allow and help you to fall asleep and unwind and then stay asleep. And then lastly, the beta-caryophyllene. This is actually one of my favorite terpenes. It has a lot of also stress-reducing effects, anti-inflammatory as well as stress relief. It's very abundant in black pepper. And what I find so fascinating about this terpene is it's a non-cannabinoid that actually interacts with our cannabinoid receptors, specifically your CB2 receptors in your endocannabinoid system. I know that's a little...
some jargon, per se.
No, but that is fascinating because that's what THC and CBD, they connect with our receptors in our body, and that's fascinating that a terpene does that too.
And it really ties into that entourage effect that we were just discussing a little while ago, where it's like all these different compounds and molecules are working together to produce these enhanced effects. You know, specifically with our sleep, it's these calming, sedative, sleepy time results.
And I do just have to say, you pronounce those terpenes so perfectly. I'm a bit jealous.
I'm really jealous.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I may have asked our chief scientific officer to just, like, go over it with me a couple of times. I'm like, make sure I'm saying this right. Let's talk this. So I've gotten it down. But, yeah, no, a little bit of a mouthful, but really fun. This is, again, something I'm super interested in, so I don't mind getting a little fun with it.
Now, Megan, we don't have tons of time left. We've got about 2 minutes, but I do want to ask about what the future holds for PLUS. What kinds of products have you got coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, PLUS isn't just a name, but it's like really something we believe in that we're like constantly adding to the industry and the edible category. So whether it's going to be in terms of like flavor profiles, new, you know, innovative methods of administration, it's going to be also innovating like with our community engagement. We have every year, you know, for June, we do a Pride limited edition gummy. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we partner with a California-based nonprofit. And so we're going to be doing that again. And, you know, we really want to just ramp up our efforts year over year. So keep your guys' eyes out for what we have coming. It should be really exciting, and I'm looking forward to it for sure.
And I'd like to add, too, actually, it's perfect time this weekend to head down to Mercy Wellness. We're running a special on PLUS products. So for those who are kind of curious, let's definitely have you come in and speak to a bud tender, and we'll get you to that best product.
That's very fun. And I follow you on your social media on Instagram, and have I seen higher dose PLUS products? Do you have those?
So we launched a line called HiQ, which is a little bit separate from the big plus umbrella, if
Got
you
it.
Will.
Okay.
And but those are 10 milligrams. And but yeah, no, I would say keep your eye out. You know, we've done a lot of, over the last year, we really tried to ramp up efforts in getting feedback from our retail partners like yourselves and trying to understand better what consumers are looking for and what they'd like to see from us. And we've gotten some really stellar feedback. So
I love that. That's great. I love that flexibility that you guys are always, you're not satisfied with where you're at. You're ready to grow and change and stretch to where
improving.
You need to go. I love that. Megan, it's been so much fun to talk with you. We'll have to do this again.
Yes, please, ladies. It was so lovely. I love chatting cannabis. Thank you so much for inviting Plus and me to participate. This was an absolute delight.
All right. So mutual.
That is Megan Bergsman. She is Director of Trade Marketing at Plus, Emma Zorn's Education Director at Mercy Wellness. I'm Michelle Marquis. We're out of here. We'll see you in 2 weeks. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.